Good afternoon, everyone. Happy to have you along. This is Local Matters for a Friday. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. Pastor Ron.
Hey, Dwight. You making it okay?
Yes, sir. Doing really well. Blessed and just going strong. Looking forward to it.
We really are, and I want to say what a great community we live in.
Oh, wow.
In regard to all of the tornado relief, recovery, the blessing of this community, and what the local churches have done, what our leadership is done. You know, when this program airs, we may be a few weeks out from this, but I just want to let our community and our leaders, Mayor Randy Porter, Mayor Ricky Shelton, our sheriff, just our EMT workers, our police officers, what a blessing we are, Dwight. What a, you know, we're going to be discussing and talking about the fruit of the Spirit. What fruit is born forth in this community, and aren't we blessed to live here?
You know, it is. I heard someone say, I think it might have been the governor even phrased it this way. He said, "The worst of times sometimes bring out the best in people."
Mm-hmm.
And it just, and we do pray for those families who lost loved ones. We pray for the and property and all of that, and keep them in their thoughts. And people continue to reach out because they're still hurting. But the way this community stood up, one Saturday afternoon, there's like 2,200 workers out, and you know, removing debris and providing resources and that sort of thing. It just really made you proud of the area in which you live, and it's just such servants' hearts were exhibited day in and day out, and continue to be
and
continue
you know,
to
Dwight,
do so.
Dwight, when we look at the community churches, when we look at when we're, this topic that we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit, we realized what. Not to pat ourselves on the back, but we realize all of our churches, every denomination, every leader, all the people were involved in helping, and what a great manifestation of the Lordship of Christ in people's lives. What a great manifestation of the fruit here that we're talking about and the purpose. You know, we don't come on this program and just talk about the fruit of the Spirit just to have something to talk about.
Right.
These are these type of events are just on a daily basis, the needs of humans, the hurting people in our lives. That's why God dropped and deposited this fruit within us.
That's good.
So that we would be available to bear fruit, to help, you know, to help the hurting, to help the, as Joel Osteen's father used to say, crying, sighing, and dying humanity.
Yeah.
You know, to help people, to lift them up, to get them out of the problems, to get them through that. And so God in his wisdom gave the body of Christ, in which I know there are a lot of people involved here, but I'm just talking mainly about the churches, the body of Christ.
Sure.
In sowing the fruit in our community. What a blessed place to live.
You know, yeah, and these components. Well, let's go ahead and read the scripture because we begin to talk about what's typically called the fruit of the Spirit. The reference in the Bible is the book of Galatians, and it's in chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit, and we need to point out once again, it's the fruit of our recreated spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's what these are, Pastor Ron, as we've mentioned, these are characteristics of Christ. These are forces. These are powers. These are graces, if you will, that come into the born-again believer because we're recreated. We're new spirits. We're new creatures in Christ Jesus. We are, in essence, born again, as the scriptures say. And when Christ comes in, he brings these things with him.
Mm-hmm.
And we can live our whole life and not know they're there, never use them, and still go and go to heaven. Mm-hmm. But once we find out that they are in the heart, inside the born-again believer in Christ Jesus, and what they do and how they do it, it changes everything. It not only changes the believer, but it changes his ability to be a blessing to the part of the world it walks on.
Yes, and what that's typically a release of the Spirit. You know, this scripture says, it says, this is Galatians 5:22, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, against such there is no law. And what it says, in other words, there's no limit to this. There's no holding back to this. And you know, when we think about the fruit of the Spirit being manifested, it's a release of God. And Dwight, when we talk about a release of God, we're not talking about a tornado, cancer, breaking of your legs, pneumonia, coronavirus. That's not the release of God. The scripture says Jesus came to give us life and to give it to us more abundantly, and the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So anything that's stealing, killing, or destroying is not God.
Yes,
we
absolutely.
We have to realize that that's the truth of God's word. And the release of the fruit of the Spirit, and I think we've already talked about love and joy, maybe touched on peace a little bit, but when we talk about the release of the Spirit, Dwight, when you have the love that God has, it cannot be bottled. It cannot be contained. It cannot be
stopped.
It cannot be stopped.
That's what that means. Against such there's no law. No, it can't be stopped.
It can't be stopped. And so when we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit, man, we just saw one of the greatest outpourings of the Holy Spirit working through people, caring and loving. And I think I heard a report recently that the mayors had asked for people to stop giving. That,
yeah, really.
That all the places were full. And, you know, that reminded me of the Old Testament when Moses called for an offering to build the temple. He said, quit bringing it. You're bringing too much. God is a too much God.
You know?
He knows when the cup is full, but he keeps pouring. You know, the cup runs over. So that's our God. That's what this fruit is all about, the manifestation or the release of the Spirit in our lives. It's not about holier than thou.
No.
It's not nothing about that. And people have made it about, you know, how I can look better than you or whatever, but that's just their immaturity. That's not God's heart. God's heart is, again, to help hurting people, help bring and lift them up. And, man, when we talk about peace here tonight, you know, that's the one I think we had talked about was the peace of God, the peace that's on the inside of us, the peace in the middle of the storm, the peace that passes understanding. That's what this fruit is. It's about that type of peace.
Yes, and let me just say, we're happy to have you with us this Friday afternoon. This is Local Matters. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. We're talking about the fruit of the Spirit. These are powers and forces that are in us now that we've seen exhibited in our community in the last several weeks. And none of these will be needed in heaven, but they're needed right now.
Absolutely.
And I want to come back to something that you just said. And I just feel so impressed to park on it for just 1 minute. And I touched on this in a special program we aired a few weeks ago about, did God do this as it relates to a tornado? And, you know, because I saw it printed on Facebook, I heard people say, well, that's God's wrath being poured out on us. You know, the Bible clearly, if you study it at all, number one, the Bible says in Hebrews, we are under a better covenant with better promises.
Yes.
It's not our this covenant that we're under in the New Testament is not based on our performance. It's based on the performance of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection. All that he took when he was separated from God the Father, when he was in hell itself, the Bible tells us clearly, Pastor Ron, that all of that wrath was poured out on Jesus. All of that judgment was poured out on Jesus. We see in the Old Testament the earth opening up and swallowing people. We see armies, and God said, go kill them. But this is a new covenant that we're under. Jesus absorbed all of that wrath when he went to hell itself on that cross. He absorbed all of that. And for God to all of a sudden just to start dropping tornadoes or earthquakes or giving us double pneumonia or killing our dog or taking our job or bothering our kids, he would have to violate his own covenant with us. Mm-hmm. And God's not one, he can lie. He won't do that. So, no, that was not God. That was the earth groaning.
Yes, because Romans 8 says the whole earth groans and travails until the sons of God are manifested. And so we know we're in the age of grace right now because Jesus took the wrath and the judgment of God. There will be a day coming that that judgment will happen, that people that have rejected Jesus and people that have accepted him. But that's totally different than the age we're living in now. We're in a better covenant with better promises. But the earth does groan. The earth does travail when there's an earthquake, when there's a tsunami, when there's a hurricane. That's not God's wrath, because if that was the judgment of God, Dwight, he would be very unjust, because if he did that to one area, well, why is the other area of the country or the other area cleaner or better than that area?
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, we have to realize God's bigger than that. God's the Father that when James and John wanted to come to they came to Jesus and they wanted to call fire down from heaven. Jesus said, you don't know what manner of spirit you're of. And people that say that God does these type things, they really don't know what manner of spirit they're of.
Yeah.
Jesus told James and John, you don't know what manner of spirit you're of. The Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And Dwight, every bit of this tornado was destruction. There was nothing that it saved. I mean, there was nothing. It just wiped out everything in its path. And so we have to realize that it's not that people are bad people that say that or whatever. It's just they're ignorant. They don't know God. They just have heard some angry preacher say that God's wrath is falling on people. And They don't understand the dispensations of the covenant. They don't understand that we're in the covenant of grace. It doesn't mean that there's not consequences for sin in people's lives.
Yes,
it just simply means that under this covenant, we've been given the fruit of the Spirit here, and we have the choice whether or not we let that fruit manifest. If that fruit doesn't manifest, you know, if you don't let peace or if you don't let love or joy manifest, obviously you're going to have conflicts with people, may get in a conflict, have a car accident. I mean, there's a lot of things that can happen as a result of not walking in the fruit of the Spirit. You know, we had one of our worship leaders' homes totally destroyed, and he and his wife and four children survived. And one of the things we had them to testify at church, and one of the things that he said is, get to know God. Get to understand the voice of God. You know, don't just be a religious person that goes to church and get your check mark. Go to church to hear the word so that when you're in a tragedy or a situation, this peace that passes understanding, this peace of the fruit of the Spirit will keep you. You won't be thinking, well, God, why did you do this? You'll be thinking, Father, thank you for comforting everybody here and helping everybody here to get delivered and helped. And
gratitude and grateful.
Yes. See, that will come out, that fruit will come out of your life. But if you've got the mindset or the paradigm that God is causing the problem, how in the world would you go to him to get help if you thought he was the one that caused the problem?
Am I going to pray to God to heal me of pneumonia if I believe you put it on me?
Right. That is Old Testament. That is Old Covenant thinking. And Dwight, there's one word that separates all the wrath that you see in the Old Covenant, all the death, all of the judgment. There's one name, and that's the name of Jesus.
Yes.
That's divides.
That's the difference.
That separates it. And so we have to realize that. And when these things happen, we need to be Christians that allow the fruit of the Spirit to come out of our life and stop that crazy judging people and say, well, you know, your sin was worse than mine, so that's why that happened to you. You know, when the Tower of Siloam fell in Luke 18, Jesus said, you say these people were sinners than you, but I tell you, nay. He said, no, they're not. I mean, you can read that yourself. He said, no. He said, you think the people that Pilate killed and mingled with their blood when they were offering sacrifices to God and worshiping God, you think they were worse sinners than you are, but he said, I tell you, nay, they weren't. And so Jesus set the record straight. He said, that tower that fell and killed 18 people in Luke there, he said, I think it's Luke 13, but anyway, he said they weren't worse sinners. But Dwight, the key here, when we let the fruit of the Spirit operate in our lives, we're not going to have that attitude that holier than thou, and we're not going to be blaming God and blaming people. We're going to see the earth is groaning and travailing until Jesus comes back and the sons of God are manifested, and these things are going to continue to happen. And Jesus actually said they're going to get worse until he comes back.
Yeah.
And we can just expect that and stop blaming the Lord.
You know, and I'll kind of summarize that by saying, I heard somebody say something I really delighted in during that period of time. He said, no, God wasn't in the tornado, but he was in the cleanup. He was, the hearts of men were moved with love and compassion.
Yep.
And you saw the fruit of the Spirit operating right there. You saw God, and you saw the arms and legs of God working in that cleanup. So it did show up. Amen. Hey, we're glad you're with us. We're going to pick it up with the fruit of the Spirit, the component of peace, when we get right back right here on Local Matters.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Hey, we're back on Local Matters. Happy to have you along. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. We're talking about some scripture in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, the fruit of the Spirit. those characteristics of Christ, those graces, those forces, those powers, if you will, that come into our heart, into our life when Jesus is made our Lord and Savior. One fruit, all these nine components, and they're all forces and powers for today. And the Bible says there in Galatians 5:23, against such there is no law. When they're all working together, nothing can stop them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. So we are fully equipped. We just have to learn what they are, and what I like to call the spiritual toolbox, what we have in our spiritual toolbox, and when to use what specific tool and what it looks like when it's operating.
And Dwight, they're so available and ready for the Christian. Now, I love what you say. You say, you know, someone gets born again when they're 25 and live to be 100 and never operate in these gifts.
Yeah.
It's totally a choice of us to learn how to manifest these gifts and let them operate. I can remember one time, Dwight, I was a city firefighter for 12 years, and one time we were on our way to a fire, and I was driving the truck, and the car ran out through and tried to beat us through an intersection and hit the tail end of it and whirled it around. Thank God nobody was hurt, but just ego and pride. But when I stepped out of that fire truck, Dwight, and I stepped on the ground, you know, you would think, man, I'd be worried and fear and confusion and just all that. But I'm telling you, Dwight, there was a peace that came over me. I cannot describe that peace. And later I found out that it was a manifestation of this fruit working in my life at that time, the fruit of peace. And thank God it did, because, you know, I had a tendency. I was born from a line of champion warriors. and I had a real opportunity there to worry, and worry is a sin. But rather than worry, the Lord brought forth this fruit of peace in my life. And I almost felt guilty for not worrying, but it was a supernatural manifestation of this peace in my life. And Dwight, thank God for these fruit. And that's what they're designed for. The fruit of the recreated human spirit are designed to get us through hard and tough times in life so that we can manifest the very presence or the very nature and character of God in our lives. But, you know, we were talking earlier, if you think God is a mean, old, hateful, angry God and looking for every opportunity to kill somebody that sins, you're going to have a real hard time manifesting this fruit.
That's right.
You're going to think he's against you. You're going to think he's working against you. You're going to think, my God, he's trying to kill me. You know, he gave me this pneumonia, broke my leg, put me in a hospital. And none of that's true. This fruit is deposited in us as we become a Christian. Now, if you're not a Christian, you don't have the fruit.
Yeah.
But that is simply solved by receiving Jesus as your Lord in your life.
Yes.
The scripture says you don't confess all your sins because there's no way you could remember them all. But it says to confess Jesus as your Lord. You simply say, Jesus, I declare that you are my Lord. I believe with my heart that God raised you from the dead for my sins, and I believe because of that now I'm a new creature. It's that simple. And then obviously follow through with water baptized. We believe strongly in being water baptized, getting a good local church. But the thing of it is, Dwight, the only way these fruit can be in your heart is if you've accepted Christ in your life.
Exactly right. And it does come in there. And like I said, and you just repeated, we can live all of our lives and not know us there and not use it and not have the best life we can have on this earth.
Yep.
But Jesus came not to kill, steal, and destroy, but so we could have life and have it more abundantly.
Yep.
Let's walk past Ron. We've looked at the components of love and joy. And you touched it, this component of peace.
Mm-hmm.
This component of peace. Now, when we study the word peace there in the Bible, there's kind of two. There's one is a peace with God, like you just mentioned, mm-hmm. when someone invites Christ in to be the Lord and Savior. And John 14:27 says that means to set at one again. You've been set at one again with
Hallelujah.
God. You are, when you receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're no longer an alien. You're no longer a stranger to the covenant, but you've been brought into the family of God, whereby you can call Abba Father. You're in his family. So sin does no longer separate you from God. You have been set at one again. That is peace with God. But now, as I understand the fruit of the Spirit, it's talking about the peace of God,
yes.
which are two different things. And peace, Pastor Ron, the peace of God will produce a warm, fuzzy feeling, but it's much more than a warm, fuzzy feeling.
That peace can keep you through the worst tragedies, through the worst pain, through the worst ache. You know, Dwight, there's been times in my life, and this is the way the Lord works with my life. He may work with someone else separately or differently, but anytime I go through something or something's going to happen or something that is coming up that may be rough, always the Lord has given me a word. And back last year, I had a pretty serious health issue. And so I was actually driving myself to the hospital. And I said, Lord, I've never gone through anything that you didn't give me this peace or an answer or direction. And just as gently, not an outward voice, not a loud bellowing voice from heaven, not an angel, not a cow, not a bell ringing or anything like that, but just gently rose up in my heart, all is well.
Wow.
And that, Dwight, that word brought peace. Now, one of the ways that we can help cause this fruit to manifest is to know the character and nature of God. And his name is Jehovah Shalom. That's one of his names, which means the God of peace. And so when we're talking about God's peace manifesting in our lives, it's something so far beyond our natural. I think Philippians 4 says it's beyond what our minds can really comprehend. And what we do, Dwight, this is where we miss it. We think too much. We try to think it through. We try to use our mind. And this is something that really has to come out of our heart. It has to be a release. Not that we become foolish. I was driving myself to the hospital. It wasn't that I wasn't going to go see a doctor and say, well, I've got all is well and I'm at peace, and so I'm just going to forget this condition. No, I used the mind that God gave me, but I didn't overthink it. I didn't continue to think about it, worry about it. Just, you know how you can do that in your life.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, this peace is designed to keep us from doing that, to keep us on that steady, restful path.
You know, wow, by the way, we're happy to have you with us. This is Local Matters for Friday afternoon. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen. We're talking about the fruit of the Spirit, the component of peace. And it is, and when it's working, and I just, you know, so many times that we say, well, you know, I don't have peace because I don't feel like it. Mm-hmm. That's when you release it. That's when you have to say, you know, we're not denying circumstances. We're not denying pressure. We're not denying things have happened. Sometimes we bring it on ourselves. Sometimes it's things we can't control. But at that point, if that is in your heart, that is the time to say, regardless of what your emotions are telling you and your untrained mind and unrenewed mind say, that's the time to just to really get grateful and say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that the force, the power, the characteristic, the grace of Jesus Christ of peace in me, I have your peace that passes all understanding. It is in me. It is working right now. And Pastor Ron, and you, if we wait till we feel like it, no, we have to act on it before we feel like it.
Yes.
We don't let what we feel get in the way of what we know.
Right.
And so you start, it's like your dog Dude or my dog Fearless. If you call it, it'll come.
Yeah.
And so you call that peace, and you cannot think like that and talk like that and believe like that and really worry at the same time you stay on that path. So that's the practical use of it. When that pressure starts to come, when that worry starts to come, when that anxiety starts to be able to best time to say, whoa, 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 whoa. I've got the peace of God. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Father, for that force of peace, and it starts to work.
And you know, Dwight, I'm reminded of a story that a good friend of both of ours, Jeff Warren, told me about you and him.
Yeah.
That he was saying about y'all were driving one night and it's snowing and you turned into some spot and just about got maybe even slid over into a ditch or something. And he was getting all anxious and worried and yelling, and you were just calm and let the peace, this peace was working in it. And he said, Dwight, why aren't you bothered about this? And you looked at him and said, what good's that going to do? You know, really, you think about it,
yeah.
What good does it do? What
Nothing.
Good does it, really, if you let your emotions and your feelings dictate what you're doing over this gift of peace, it really can create much bigger problems and much more serious situations. That's and Dwight, this is not something really human flesh and human thinking can do. This is a fruit of the recreated spirit
that
God gives. And if we will allow him, even in the most trying circumstances, even in the most fearful times, he can give us peace that passes understanding. And that, you know, this fruit of peace, Dwight, to me, is something that, man, as a pastor, I rely on, you know, you do services and funerals and you do things with people that are hurting and pain and unimaginable suffering sometimes. And, you know, number one, it's not God that's creating that. That's what you got to get settled, because see, if you think he's doing it, you'll never have peace. If you think he's doing it, number one, you don't know his word.
Yes.
You don't know him.
Yes, that's
and
true.
If you think he's hurting people, you don't know him. Obviously, people make mistakes. People sin. They get into trouble. They get into hurtful things. But we have to realize God is, like you said, he's not the one that creates the disaster. He's the one that comes in and picks up and cleans up after it. And so as men and women of God, as Christians, if we will allow that, this peace will dominate our hearts.
Woo, we got to go.
Golly, man. We got to go. It's gone by quick.
It has. Man. Hey, thank you for being with us. We'll pick it up right here next week on Local Matters.